I'll be doing the show along with McMuffin. Right now, McMuffin is doing some stuff on the other end, and he'll join us later on. And a couple of things we're going to be talking about here. They have got all sorts of stuff that have been going on this week. First off, if you have been watching, I guess about the week before, Robinhood debuted on the stock exchange, and the symbol is HOOD, H-O-O-D. And it was supposed to hit 38, and there was a bunch of the, I think it was the Wall Street Reddit people, started messing with it, and it plowed down to about 36. And when it closed, it was below the IPO line and didn't do very good. Well, here's the question. Did you get some? Did you get it low? Did you get it at 38? Because this past week, you would have really been happy about Monday, Tuesday. One of those days, I forget which, but Robinhood went on a tear. It jumped 27%. It was as high as 60, between 60 and 67, I think it was. And of course, when the stocks go crazy like that because of the crash of, was it 1987, they put circuit breakers in, quote unquote, into the market. So that way, if something like this happened, it would trigger and stop and halt trading so it didn't drag the rest of the market down. Well, they kept bringing it back, and it kept triggering here and there. I mean, it just went nuts. And so, supposedly, the Wall Street people, the Reddit people, have now made it a meme stock. So if you were disappointed that you had gotten the stock and went, man, this thing sucks, but you hung on, you were probably grinning from ear to ear when the close hit, because it was around 60. I'll check it later on and find out what it closed Friday. But if that's what you were into, then you did good. So some of the things I'm going to talk about tonight, everybody's talking about SpaceX Starship and getting ready to be put together to do some tests. Also, one of the things I found out purely by updating my pad is that Microsoft is merging OneNote's apps for Windows. So if you're a person that likes, you know, a word pad or something, I like something just simple, down and dirty. Oh, I think they killed the gremlin. I think there's an all clear. Fantastic, gentlemen.
All right, I'm back.
That's right. The check is in the mail, and I will recommend you for highest accommodations in whatever fleet we end up serving. So, McMuffin?
Yes, Mick?
I can hear you.
All right, I can hear you with no echo.
Yay. I'll have to find out later what happened, but it was probably that cross-circuiting to Channel B that probably got killed the gremlin.
It was something like that.
It happens when your emails spell CompuServe.
Oh, is that what it
is? Yeah.
It was a CompuServe gremlin.
It was a CompuServe email flub.
Wow. I thought we eradicated those a long time ago.
No, there's a new strain. It's called the Delta CompuServe.
Oh, okay.
It's horrible.
And then there's the A, which is the AOL one, which goes through and does terrible things in the chat rooms.
What did you ever do to those? I'm asking McLovin this. What did you guys ever do with those discs that the... Well, he maybe didn't get them, but I know you and I did. You know how they would send me like 3 a month of those discs to sign up for AOL?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, AOL.
I've kept some around, actually, just in case of an emergency.
My grandma had a bunch of those.
Floppies?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they went to CD. But you know, it was fun there for a while, and they started catching on to it. They put the CDs in tin cans.
Yeah.
Look like little cigarette cans where you open up and pull your cigarette out. And I had tons of those. And I was down at the sidewalk sale one time, and I said to somebody, I bought like a boatload off of them. And I said, where did these come from? He says, oh, I've been saving these from AOL. Pure profit.
You know, here's the thing with those discs. If you're short on holiday gifts, they make great coaster presents.
There was a young girl, she went to prom or something some years ago, and I think she had the floppy disks.
Yeah.
She made a dress out of them.
Oh, wow.
It was. You probably could still find it on the web. I forget who she is. She's got to be married and 3 kids and divorced by now.
If she's wearing a dress made of floppy disk, I guarantee there's no 3 kids or a husband.
Hey, it's runway ready, though.
Yeah, she actually... Made just took all of the discs.
If I saw her wearing that dress, it'd be Control Alt Delete and Task 404 forbidden. God, I just used computer technology. I'm a nerd.
That's delete myself. Deleter system 32. We're all good.
Yeah, there you go.
Clear all the memory.
Yeah, good old CompuServe. It's still around in some form or fashion. Yeah. Some people got to have it for stuff that doesn't involve the internet.
Some guy in Findlay, Ohio is like, oh, I got it to work.
Don't laugh, man. I used to sit in Ohio and use CompuServe to get my mail off of Scion.
Findlay, Ohio. That's a cool little small town.
Oh, I know Findlay, yeah.
Yeah, so. Not that people right here in Dallas know or care where Findlay is, so.
I'd open up my Scion and hook a little adapter on the end to use a PCMCIA US robotics modem, come out, plug it in the wall, hit a couple keys, boom, I'm in CompuServe checking my email and looking at the news and everything and all of the, what was it, they used to show, the pictures used to come over computer and then print on a printer through AP.
Yeah.
I forget what they called it, like laser wire or something like that, still photos. And that would show up on the grayscale screen when you downloaded them to be able to see them.
See, you and I come kind of from the old school of technology where McLovin, I guess, or Egg McMuffin, whatever we're calling him.
Yeah,
you know, McGriddle.
McGriddle.
So, I was going to say, you know, he's never experienced the joys of a dot matrix printer, though.
No, I can't say I have.
I have a couple in the garage we could probably fire up.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Hey, I'd love to see it.
I had, tell you a funny story. Went to CompUSA.
Right.
And I think it was here in Dallas. It's either here or when they opened up in Cleveland. I think it was here. And one of the stores, they used to do this deal. They had all of these deals, and the first 10 people in line got their choice of all the stuff. And I ended up getting in line, and they had the KXP 1190 9-pin dot matrix printers brand new in a box. And I took one home. And later on, I switched to the 1124. Yeah. Which is the 24-pin, and I was running a store. I've sold CD-ROMs out of a back of the trunk down at the sidewalk sale, so I needed receipts and invoices. So I got the long carriage, was it 2024 or something like that?
Yeah.
And then they had that three-color deal where you put the special cartridge in, which was a hybrid of the 1124. But I have still, I think I gave the 1190 to Doc because he needed a printer. But I still have the 1124. It's,
what was it, like 16 to 24 pins?
Yeah, it was. Oh, and the reason you needed it was it would smack through carbon.
Oh, yeah.
Because you had the carbon sheets and then just punch right into it and you tear it off and everything went through beautifully.
Oof.
And those things were that and Oki data were workhorses. Now it's Oki. And I've actually seen, I guess they're still making Okis and they're up on Amazon.
Wow.
And I didn't think you could get cartridges for stuff anymore. If you walk into Office Depot and a lot of the office places, there's generic versions of the Panasonic cartridges and the Oki cartridges. They're still out there being used.
Yeah, no, it's just, you know, I was going through, like, this afternoon just looking through old computer relics, I guess you could say. And, like, you look at those 5-inch floppy drives. You know, the floppy disk. You know, the ones that you can probably put
5 1/4.
So, you know, it's just, I don't miss some of that technology. Some of it I do, though.
I mean, I miss the hard shell, what was it, 3-inch?
Yeah.
I think it was 1.44 megabyte.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing today, but they were so easy to pop in and pop out, and everybody had just about everything their whole life on them.
But my favorite, you remember, I mean, we've talked about it before, the show Timeless, which I really did enjoy. And I think they were in the episode, and if I get her name wrong, please forgive me, but Beverly Johnson.
Yeah.
Down in Houston, who did all that math and, you know, basically saved the space program.
Oh, yeah, I love that one. That even ironically came out about the time Hidden Figures did.
And what was so funny was, she's like, we could do a whole 10 megabytes on here.
Yeah, the guy was looking at her like she was from Mars.
Yeah, it was the one, like, little super computer geek, like, honey, we're doing terabytes now here.
Yeah.
Future. 10 megabytes. That's like one song off Napster.
You also got a kick of the bad guy when he drove off in the Corvair getting shot at. There was a lot of them around Houston back then.
Yeah, so. But, you know, that was the thing, like, Texas, my uncle, who's a big IT guy up there in Columbus, Ohio. He always said if there was ever a place on Earth he wanted to come visit as far as computer stuff, it's here in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is where, you know, this is the mecca of all things tech in this country next to Silicon Valley. So, but more of the hardware stuff.
Tell you a funny story about this building. When we all first came here to put the radio station together.
Oh, okay.
I had to look up our address, which I won't say on the air. But this building, according to the post office, is known as the NASA building.
Really?
Yep. And supposedly that was like from 1972.
Really? I can believe that. Because you ever come in here on a Saturday when they decide not to put the air on, you're real close to the sun.
Yeah. And it's blazing through the windows. But in this area, there was a whole bunch of places. There was like Control Data Institute, where they used to run ads. And you too can be a computer programmer, and we'll teach you how to read punch cards and everything. I think they were in this building because there's a sign outside that says like Computer Data Corporation.
Data Dallas Corporation.
Yeah. I think that's the remnants of it.
Yeah. I even asked the building people, I go, if they're not here, why is it still out there? They go, history.
Yeah.
I go, okay.
Yeah, I think this is where Control Data was, and then they changed that name, and that was their placard. Yeah. And then you go down a little farther north, there's bigger buildings like this, and there was a lot of guys in there that did all sorts of stuff with computers and things.
Yeah.
So this whole area has been very big in the computer industry back in the beginning days, not to mention the Infomart that's been around since the 80s, but that's more downtown.
Yeah, I wait for them to bring back reading card makers on the PC.
Oh, good Lord. You can go to the web and send just
two clicks, send it to somebody you really don't care about. Hi, Joe, love, blah, blah, blah.
I miss the Hallmark one because you could pay, it was like $4.95. Is them or American Greeting, one of the two. Pay $4.95 a month, and you could send cards out all the day. But they had to deal with Shatner, where they would send video cards, and he would sing, and you just tell him what the name of the person was, broke the internet. They had everything like, I just got out of jail, happy divorce. And they did all of these different videos, and he would start singing on stage with a band and say, it's your day, Carol, happy birthday. And at the end, they have this neon sign that flashes whatever the name of the person is.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
Cameo, it's lost ostentatious, you know?
Yeah. All right, well, there's the music. All right, so we're going to take a break. And be right back. You're listening to Nick Williams Cyberline. We'll be right back. Nick Williams Cyberline with you, 844-RADIO-US, 844-RADIO-US, host 2020 at cyber-line.com, facebook.com/cyberlinenet, and of course the Tweety over there at Cyberline USA. Our social media czar arena, Amy Lynn, taking care of it all for us and making sure that everybody's coming in and being able to chat and keep up with things when we're not here on a Saturday night. So anyway, oh, gosh, all this stuff going on here. Oh, I don't know if you guys noticed or not, but it's official. They have DirecTV and I believe UVerse have spun off from AT&T.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had a minority group that was a part of it. It was TRP or something like that.
Oh.
And, of course, there was a previous CEO. They thought that DirecTV was a great idea. They bought it, say, oh, now we can, you know, have our own programming, our content, and yada, 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 yada. And it basically was just a big, expensive boondoggle.
Wow.
And then they decided, well, you know what? This equipment is costing us too much money. We got IP now. Everybody's got Rokus and doing it. So we're going to rip out all of this stuff. And then we're going to do DirecTV IP or whatever. And then they had a little box that they were doing, and it still wasn't competitive. So the new CEO comes in. Oh, and of course, they bought, you know, Time Warner in that with the old CEO.
Oh, yeah.
And now we have HBO Max. So the new guy comes in and says, you know what? We are not this. We're going to go back to what we know best, and that's being a, you know, communications company.
Right.
So they sold... kind of in a reverse deal, they sold DirecTV off to TRP.
Uh-huh.
And so TRP has the stake in it, and then AT&T is still going to have its paws on it in a majority stake. So they got a new logo that came out. They both sent press releases out about it and everything. And all of the stuff that they normally have with DirecTV will still be over there. The only thing that they will not have, of course, is HBO Max. And then they're going to come out with an app. I thought they had already had, where instead of you having to tie yourself down to one of their boxes and rent it or whatever, you plug the app into Roku or any of the major things, you know, that are out there, and now you're able to watch all the DirecTV channels and stuff off your devices. Now, AT&T also has done a similar thing, and it's almost like competing with Apple TV. It's called AT&T TV, and because of HBO Max and all of this, they're now able to get a lot of that over there. And they have a deal where it's like $120, you buy a box, or you can rent it. And I'm like, no, no thank you. And, of course, they have an app that's on Roku and stuff, and you get the plans or however you want to set up how many channels. And then you have that.
So now we can stream cable.
Yeah, basically. Basically. And so with that, you know, you don't have to have all the equipment. You do it all over IP, which, quite frankly, is really the better way to do it.
Yeah.
Because I'm on Dish, and I'm doing my darndest to get everything I can scrambled and leave Dish.
Yeah.
Dish is costing me. I'm old school. I'm on the old equipment. And, of course, they're wanting me to feel pain. And they're like, well, you know, we got the hopper, but if you're going to stay here, you're not making us money. So we're going to screw you a little bit more. And so I'm trying to get all the stuff off the hard drive and get it burned off and everything. And then they try to give me stuff about the hopper. And they said, well, you know, you're a customer with us, so we're going to make you a deal on the hopper. It's not that good of a deal. And the hopper nickels and dimes you to death for everything.
Oh, man.
And then the first thing I asked was, well, what about stuff that's on my old drive? Will it transfer over to the new drive? And they said, oh, yeah, it will. And then I talked to a Dish technician, and no, it won't.
Ah, great.
Like, salespeople trying to screw me over. So that's going on, and HBO Max is still intact, but for how long now with this Discover deal? All right, listen to McWilliams Siren, be right back.